going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 305 on DGS. Dave taking the long weekend back on Monday. The rest of us are here. We've got Dave Murray joining us, as always, at 3:30. Some weather and some headlines. George Mahey is going to talk some food with us at 4 o'clock. 5 to 6, we got the Redbird Rush Hour. That'll be me and Bernie and Matt Pauly today. We'll have a minor move to talk about today. They did send Ryan Fernandez down to Memphis today and recalled Riley O'Brien. Not something that anybody's really happy about, but something that had to happen with Ryan Fernandez struggling like he was. And right now we got Alvin Reed in studio. And if you're watching us, you can see Alvin and he can wave at you and you can wave at him. Actually, they can't wave back at you. You won't see it.
Well, they can wave back.
They could do it in
Feel
spirit.
Free to wave back.
You can wave back, but nobody, people around you at work might be like, why is he waving at his computer?
Or, you know, give other, like, you know, signals of either acknowledgement.
You can chat with us and tell us to say hi to Alvin. How's it going, Alvin?
Fine. How you guys?
Pretty good. What's new this weekend? What do you got going on?
Let's see. This weekend, not much. Kind of taking it easy. Going next weekend to see my son-in-law graduate.
Oh, nice.
The University of Cincinnati.
All right.
I have not been
to Bearcat.
I have not been to Cincinnati since I was an intern at the Cincinnati Inquirer in summer of 1981. So it'll be interesting.
So
to
you
go
were
back.
There during the Icky Shuffle and Boomer Esiason, or was Icky later?
Icky was later.
Icky was later. He was 85, maybe?
Yeah, and Boomer came right as...
So this was the Ken Anderson Bengals.
Right at the end. And this is the team that went to the Super Bowl and lost.
Yeah.
All right, and I went to see Fernando Valenzuela pitch against Tom Seaver, NBC Game of the Week on a Saturday. Myself and a friend who also worked at the Cincinnati Inquirer that summer. And 1 week later... Baseball went on strike.
I was going to say, that's the strike year, yeah.
And did not resume. So I had a summer of no baseball.
That summer was the worst, man.
And the crazy part was the Inquirer had tickets to everything, and the Inquirer building was like
a
block
road,
from Riverfront Stadium.
Man.
And that was it.
That was the worst. I was 9 years old that year, and I did not know what to do with myself that whole summer. I was like, they're not playing any games. What's happening? And they eventually started playing old games on the radio.
Yes, I do.
So I was listening to at the time, the 68 World Series.
Yeah.
I was hearing the Cardinals and the Tigers going back and forth. I was every day, I'm like, ooh, what's going to happen? Even though I already know what's going to happen.
Even though you already knew what was going to happen. Right. And I don't have to tell you or the many fans listening right now that the Cardinals were the best team in the National League that year that did get to play in the playoffs.
Because of the weird split season.
The split season.
So if you added it all together, they were the best record, but they didn't win either half.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they won the World Series the next year.
Yeah. I guess it was an indicator of what was to come.
Yeah.
Right?
If you change one thing, you change all things, but.
It's actually a fun thing to transition. Obviously, you know. We bring you in to talk about all kinds of things because you've done it. You've talked about and covered things forever on all things. I mean, but we obviously you love sports and all that. But I think we were talking earlier about the NFL draft and how you had 125,000 people in person the draft just to hear somebody call people's names over a microphone.
Yes.
But we can't motivate people to vote. Right? Like things that really matter to you that will impact your day-to-day life, you have no time to go cast a vote for mayor, for your state rep, for your congressional rep, for your senator, for the president of the United States. But we all find time to do a sports thing or to go to a concert or to do whatever.
And this is also what's really telling is, God bless Green Bay, but when you're there, it isn't like you're in downtown Detroit like it was
a
year ago.
No.
Or in downtown Dallas or where the Philly had it, I guess, 2 years ago. Where you're there, but you're also part of the whole downtown scene.
Right.
This is just a choice to go literally stand out there and do
that. I mean, they have a cool facility there, right? Like, they got a Hall of Fame and a big area to gather. Yeah. But, like, it was funny watching the stuff that's going on around there. But, you know, like, I don't know. Have you ever been to Green Bay?
I have not.
For a game?
Right? I have not.
I got a chance to go up there a couple times for work. When I worked up in Chicago, they sent me up to be a stringer.
Okay.
So I was just up there to do phone reports from the Bears-Packers game and then do some post-game, like get some sound and grab a player to be a guest, things like that. And it was so cool, but it's just hilarious. You're just driving. It's the stadium is in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, you just pick a neighborhood in St. Louis. Pick a... I don't know, Oakville, whatever. Pick a neighborhood, plop a big stadium in the middle of a subdivision, and then, like, the parking is all, like, on people's lawns right. And in their driveways.
Yeah.
And it's just this funny, weird thing. Weird.
RFK was like that.
Was it?
In D.C. That was you. When you got there, you said, like, I am literally in a, I guess it would be northeast. They call it, you know, they do D.C., northeast, right, northwest, right. Southeast, northeast neighborhood, almost to the Maryland border. But, yeah, it was just, it's just in a neighborhood. That's how, like, all the old stadiums were.
It's funny, when the whole thing was happening here with the Rams, right? By the whole thing, I mean them trying to move to L.A., lying their asses off, doing all that stuff. There's always this call from sports fans to try to set up a system where it's like the Packers, where it's owned by the community, and it is like the people there own. There are a lot of people there that own shares of the team. Nobody can own more than 2% by the charter of the team. Nobody can own more than 2% of the shares. All of the profits, I was looking into this last night because I was like, I'm like, where does the money go? Because I know the shareholders do not get dividends. They do not get a cut. But that money goes to a fund that basically just maintains the stadium, funds payroll if there's ever going to be a shortfall, but there really never is. But they have like an emergency fund in case something goes wrong or revenue sharing changes or whatever.
Right. And no sports league will pretty much ever allow that.
No,
again.
They won't. That was always the point, but... It would be amazing if every league was like that in every city. How much different would the world of sports look if it was like that?
Because the reason you know that is because they're a public entity.
Yeah.
All of their business transactions are out there.
Yeah.
And no individual owner is ever going to put out.
Oh, no.
I mean, the reason that the NFL settled on the lawsuit was because there was no way that Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft were going to let the world see their books.
They were never going to testify. Either.
And they were never going to testify. Those are the two things. They were never getting on the stand, and we were never going to see those books.
No.
And then what was worse, not worse, but the teams that don't make money, if they had to put their books out there, we'd
see. They're all cooking
books. They're cooking, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's nobody, like, and this is, and the reason I wanted to bring this up, because normally we do talk, like, political issues, but this is more of a social issue than a political issue, and we're using sports as the jumping off point. So many of the things that we think would help, we know just can't happen because of profit.
Right.
Because we have to make sure that a certain small group of people get what they want all the time, no matter what. Regardless of what that means for the rest of us.
Yes. And I think that, you know, you talk about things as populist movements or this kind of movement and all that. But I think that a little bit at a time in the pendulum, you know, swings back and forth.
Yeah.
But we're just in one where, like, wait a minute. The majority of Americans right now are probably kind of sensing that, wait a minute. Some kind of way it's getting added up that I don't count. And I'm not sure I appreciate that. And I'm not really, I'm just saying, like, we're lost between the people that are speaking the loudest and saying the least.
Yeah.
Where everybody else is just kind of like, hey, how about us? You know, when if you're really, really poor, okay, not really, really, but if you're poor, somebody else is buying your eggs, WIC or, you know, whatever.
Sure, right? Sure, sure.
You're really rich. You don't really, it doesn't matter
doesn't
how
matter,
much stuff
yeah.
costs. So who are the high egg prices, you know, actually impacting?
Middle majority,
class people. The majority of people.
Yeah.
And that just gets overlooked.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating because I didn't study history in college.
It was my minor.
Yeah. I was broadcasting, and then my second major was French because, you know, that made a matter. I did that because I had high school credits and I could get through it faster. That's exactly why I chose it. And I like it. Let's be honest. It was fun. But I've spent more time learning history outside of school. Because it's fascinating. Where when you're 18 to 20, it's kind of boring, or at least it can be seen mm-hmm. that way. But the more you look at history, the more you kind of understand. You know, honestly, has it ever been different? Has there ever been a time in the world where the big dogs weren't taking advantage of everyone else, and where the people that were the majority, the middle, weren't carrying the load for everybody?
That has always kind of been like that.
I mean, was it like that in ancient Rome?
Now, what happened was, if there's like petulance and thousands of people are dying, or there is no food,
right?
Then people rise up.
Right. You get a revolution like you got in Russia, like France, you got in France and England, yeah, right. Here, eventually.
Exactly.
But that was a different kind of revolution.
It was different.
Because it wasn't a revolution against the people here leading the way. Right. It was because the guy overseas kept taking our money.
Right. And it was like literally, it was taxation without representation.
Right.
Okay. So thus, we have things. You know, I just bought a new car, okay? Now I can complain about the price. Or,
right.
Yeah, I was trying to beat the tariff
right.
or whatever. But I just bought a new car.
Yep.
So I can whine and complain and say, like, God, America is just crapping on me. And that's it. Meanwhile, I just bought a new car.
No, you know, that's
and that tames our willingness to really, really kind of rise up.
That's why when people come, you know, they start getting excited and like, it's time. This is it. We're going to have a revolution. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We're not, because people are comfortable.
Right.
I mean, and I don't mean everybody, but too many for the purpose of radical change.
But
right?
For the purpose of radical change.
For the purpose of any kind of radical change, people have food. They have entertainment. They have jobs, even if they don't love them.
Right.
You have car. You have a smartphone. You know, like, it's really hard. And that's why I was kind of using the things that motivate us to get out are more the things that entertain us.
Good point.
Then the problems
Excellent point.
We need to fix.
Excellent point. Yeah. I think we all can remember when, you know, like, said, all right, we got to make bills. Okay. Now, we still had fun. We still all of that. But our life was a little bit different. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. All, you know, just doing what we needed to do. You're still that same person, even though, like, you're paying all your bills. You got, you know, like, I'm not saying you got a ton of money, but you got whatever. So there's never really been a time in your life where, my gosh, I really don't know what we're going to eat today. And then if you did, you would budget more. You know, like, we were ever in a place of like, oh, my God, we ran out of food, and there'll be no more food for the next 6 days, even though we both have a job. Well, then you would budget more. You
Right.
would do a better job of managing your money. And you could change your behavior to adapt to whatever the problem is, which we did, which is why none of us can look ourselves in the mirror and say, like, boy, well, I mean, just a in other words, man, I had a hard life. And it's like, well,
yeah.
I had some, maybe had some hard times there,
right.
but I didn't have a hard life.
And the hard
life.
Lives exist.
And they do.
But it's not at the numbers of those time periods we were talking about.
Yeah. Now, when I was in Arkansas, this is the first time I ever heard somebody say that. Now, first, the two things about Arkansas. I never heard white people talk as bad about white people until I lived in the South. Okay. But one of the things they said, like, you know, people say they're poor. You follow a poor kid home now and they got central air conditioning. And, you know, poor kid, we were growing up, had no air conditioning, let alone central air conditioning.
Right.
I don't know how you feel inside about that as an individual, but I kind of lean toward, man, you know, when I was in Europe, I saw some, like, poverty.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, shanty towns and all that. We don't really have that here. And as a result, once again, I think that's why people literally don't vote, because I think they take for granted that they will always have.
You think that's it?
I think they, in a way, you say, like, no matter what's going on in Washington,
it's not
going
to change my world.
It's not really going to change my world that much. I feel as though the protection of history and protection of opportunity and things like that, those are things that are very important to me. But maybe the average American is thinking, like, you know, that really doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a different level. I mean, and there are people who are very motivated by certain things that does push them to go vote. But at the same time, the majority don't, right? I mean, what was the percentage that just voted in the mayoral election?
27%.
I mean, that's crazy.
And you know
that's
what?
That's crazy, because that will impact your life more than anybody that's in D.C.
Right, and that's 27% of the population of registered voters.
Right.
That's not 27%
right.
of the entire city.
Right.
So you would think that if you were registered to vote, you would vote. I've never really understood that. That you took the time, some kind of way to register to vote.
Yeah.
You know, but yet you don't go vote. I don't get that.
It's phenomenal. Alvin, good to see you, buddy.
Always, man.
Have a great weekend.
You working this weekend? A lot of baseball? Or
I'll be, actually, I have the weekend off, so I'm going to be watching a lot of baseball this weekend.
All right. Any hope for the team, man?
Yeah. It's going to take a bit, though.
All right.
Friday on DGS. Dave taking the long weekend back on Monday. And it's gonna be a quiet weekend. I didn't know I had a weekend off from coaching, so now I'm just gonna be chilling.
It's exciting.
It's gonna be a weekend of watching baseball. And trivia nighting tonight, and then playing video games and, you know, normal stuff.
Sounds wonderful.
I hope I don't have any things I have to do at the house this week. I can't remember if there's something I need to do right away or if there's something I can put off for another couple of weeks. Like a couple of weeks ago, I had to do some outside stuff that was beyond the time frame when it should have waited.
Yeah.
And I have a gate that is to, like, we have a little like fenced off area where the garbage cans go, and the gate had been just like, so the areas where the screws get screwed into the gate, it's an older gate. It's been there since the house was built. So it's, you know, and it got stripped. So they just pulled right out, and it was like hanging by two screws for the whole door. And it's like flopping around. And I kept like propping it up and just rigging it. I'm like, finally, I got around to like some kind of simplistic fix that will last for the time being. And I should have done it like 2 months ago, and I waited till like 2 weeks ago.
And isn't it never that bad when you're actually?
It wasn't. It didn't take nearly as long as I thought it was going to. But also, the whole time I gave myself a puzzle I didn't need to complete. Right, the whole time I'm like, all right, so I got to find a way to patch these holes. I got to find a way to. I need to get the new hinges, and then I realize, no, I don't. I just have to use this. There's this spray stuff that you can put in to fill in holes, and then you can put the screws into that, and it hardens and it holds. Like, that's at least a temporary fix. I could have done that at any point. It wasn't a super easy thing. It took some time, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Nice.
It was probably half the time that I thought it would take.
Andrew on the stream is asking what kind of video games you play.
All of them. No, not all of them. Two types, really. I play sports games, so I play, like, MLB The Show. I've played MLB The Show probably every day for the last 3 or 4 years. Like, at some point every day for at least a little bit, just because it's a good time killer and I can jump in and out of it because I play franchise mode. I don't always play full games. I do all this stuff I like to manage. I want to be Mo. I want to be the GM. I want to be the president of baseball operations and make all the calls because I'm really good at it in video games. So, you know, that means I'd be good at it in real life, right?
Probably.
No, I play all the sports ones, Madden and college football and NBA 2K, all those. But also first-person shooters and then the RPGs, so the role-playing games like... Andrew and I are talking about it because there's been a remaster of an old game that was awesome called Oblivion, which was the prequel to Skyrim, which is one of the greatest games ever made in the history of games. And I played it way back in the day, but you hadn't, Andrew, and you've been playing it. It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
I'm enjoying it.
It's a great game. So I'll be spending some time on the Oblivion plane over the weekend and in other parts of Cyrodiil as well.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me, nerdy.
The Imperial City and whatnot.
Imperial City.
And whatnot.
Being the mages. School? It's not school. What is it? Is the academy?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there.
I'm gonna have a home. I'm gonna have my own little house there. My own little place there. You get a room at the mage's whatever thingy. Nerd stuff is great.
Yeah, you guys sound so cool.
It's
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I don't do the board games like or cards like Magic: The Gathering. I don't play Dungeons and Dragons. I did play Dungeons and Dragons like in junior high, probably a little bit in high school too, because that was as cool as it got really for any kind of detailed adventure back then, right?
Yeah, we can't all be as cool as Rachel, who's probably going to watch like American Pie 2 or something this weekend. The most random movie you can possibly think of.
Rachel's going to be watching Frasier.
There's no mages in Frasier.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, coming up on 3:35 on DGS, Dave taking a long weekend. Be back on Monday. The rest of us are here, and as always, joined by Dave Murray at 3:30. Hello, Dave. How are you? We do have
guys.
A Dave today. We just don't have the Dave today.
There you go. That depends on how you look at it.
Well, that's a good point. In most people's eyes, you know, Dave Murray's kind of the Dave. Although the show's not named after you, so for this purpose,
that's
the
true.
Dave is,
no,
is the Glover.
Just causing trouble.
What's going on? You got anything cool going on this weekend?
No. I just looked out the our back window.
Yeah.
And the Newport Beach to Ensenada sailboat race is going on
right
now. And just
you have sailboats in your backyard.
Well, not really, but saw 128 sailboats. Yeah, it's really cool. Happens once a year. It's just really neat.
That's cool.
Luckily, I was walking and just kind of looked up and I went, oh, I bet you that's the race. Sure enough, it is.
Got a good peek at that. Yeah. What are we looking at this weekend? I know we just had a little rain come through, but it's kind of clearing up now. What's the weekend kind of shaping up like?
It's trying to clear out. Most of the showers have passed now just to the south and to the east of downtown St. Louis. It's on the way out. So, again, fading showers, thunder showers, it's not a big deal. Basically just some clouds around tonight. The evening's quite warm in the 70s, 55 for the low. Tomorrow's a gorgeous day, lots of sunshine, northwest flow, so it's a little bit cooler by about 10 degrees. 69, we'll take it.
I mean,
come on, 69 is great. 49, a little chilly late Saturday night. The evening's fine. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy skies. going to kind of keep the idea that there could be a couple of showers. They look limited. They look light. There should be a lot of dry time on Sunday, 72. Much warmer Monday, 85. And still thinking we have a stronger front coming in Tuesday. It's a timing question of when that front makes it to St. Louis this far out. But there could be some strong to severe weather in here Tuesday afternoon. We'll keep an eye on that.
There was some booming in the neighborhood last night.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing severe, but typical April, run-of-the-mill thunder showers, thunderstorms.
Severe enough to make my dogs want to, climb up in bed and be in there with me.
Well, they're looking for any excuse.
they get to sleep there every night at this point now because they're old and I'm being nice to them because they don't. They're little. They don't take up any space.
They don't have the big labs like I have.
No,
just say okay, we're up on the bed. Time for you to get out.
I used to have a three. Our first pack was three kind of sled dogs. One was American Eskimo. Two were Samoyeds and. The big Samoyed guy, he was a big boy, 70 pounds and a lot of fur, and he loved the bed. But he didn't get to sleep there at night because there's no room. There's just no room.
And when they start to stretch out, it's like
turn
they
sideways.
Double in size. Yeah,
no. It's like when your kids are little. Like, for whatever reason, they're not allowed to sleep vertically. They have to sleep horizontally. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you got to bust that habit early, too.
Really quickly, yes. Really
that quickly. One's actually a bigger one to bust than the habit of the dogs being in there, because it's going to last a while. All right, let's hit some headlines, Rach. What's going on today?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Well, Americans will have to rise early tomorrow to watch the Pope's funeral. The mass begins at 10 a.m. local time, which is 4 a.m. Eastern, which is 3 a.m. for us here in the Midwest. You can watch on the BBC. Former President Biden's office said today that he and his wife Jill will be at the services. And, of course, President Trump and First Lady Melania are also flying to Rome tonight to attend. Though it does not appear that former presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, or Barack Obama will be showing up to the services.
I don't know what the norm is on that. I would guess it's normally the main, the current sitting president.
I think it is.
After Pope Francis's death, Cardinal Timothy Dolan is heading to Rome. He was among one of the first American cardinals to make his way to Rome to participate in the ritual that will determine the next pope. Wheels, I just watched Conclave.
Did you? Yeah. Have you seen that, Dave? The movie Conclave?
I have not, though. I was watching The Five yesterday, and they kind of gave the ending away.
So
I don't need to do that anymore.
It's really, actually, I'll tell you this, and I think Glover agrees. Rachel, you might agree, too. Andrew, have you seen Conclave or no?
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. The ending is actually the worst part of the movie.
Okay.
I think the bulk of the movie is different and is awesome. The ending...
The ending's kind of a curveball.
Yes, but you could kind of smell some curveball coming as you're watching it. But if you don't like the ending, I don't think that means the rest of it's not good. I think the rest of it is much more entertaining than what happens at the end.
Lots of intrigue.
Yeah. I'm sure it's exactly how it goes down, too. Do you ever see the, what was it called? I think it was called The Two Popes.
Oh, The Evil Pope. Jude Law.
That was the young Pope.
No, that's the young Pope.
That's the young Pope.
No, there was one with Anthony Hopkins and another similar age guy where one Pope's going out. It wasn't really the recent transition from, I'm forgetting who it was that retired,
Benedict,
that retired. It wasn't supposed to be exactly that, but it was supposed to be similar to that, where there was one outgoing Pope and another one coming in, and they were kind of, it was about their back and forth. That was actually pretty good, too.
Yeah, the young Pope, I never watched a second.
I was out on
that
after like two episodes.
I was like, why are they making the Pope so hot?
Well, it's also trippy. It's like a trippy show.
It was the
show.
Hot Pope that got laid, and it was like, this is weird.
Yeah, it was a trippy show, too. Like, there was a lot of weirdness to it. Like, I was just like, nah, not for me. Yeah. It's weird.
A Dutch town accidentally threw away an Andy Warhol.
Oops.
Worth around $17,000, and it was among 46 artworks that they believe were accidentally thrown away during renovation work on a town hall last year. I don't know. This smells a little fishy to me. I think it's easy to be like, I think we accidentally threw that away, and it's actually hanging up.
That's like, somebody's like art room.
Right.
You're going to put in a little an insurance claim. Yeah, it got thrown away. I don't know. Guess we have to get paid for that.
The American Music Awards announced their 2025 nominations. Kendrick Lamar leads with 10 nominations, and new categories have been added. Artists like Beyonce and Taylor Swift are nominated for Album of the Year. The Album Artist of the Year category features a stacked list of nominees, including Ariana Grande and Post Malone. The award show will be broadcast live from Las Vegas on May 26th and will be hosted by Jennifer Lopez.
Hmm. Dave, you like Posty, don't you?
No.
That's exactly the answer I was hoping to get in just that style.
I like Post Malone. He's coming to Busch Stadium next month, and I would kind of like to hear that.
I don't love his music. It's not for me. I like him.
He seems
I agree with you on that. Yeah. I kind of like his style.
He seems like a chill guy. The one thing that he really did that was super cool, and I know everybody knows this, but during COVID lockdown, he just live streamed him singing the whole Nirvana album, Nevermind. And it was good. He was actually really good at that. I'm not really big on the general style that he does, but he seems like a cool guy. And he makes good beer commercials.
Prince Harry says you should keep your kids away from social media to protect them from harm. He made the statements during the unveiling of a memorial in New York City with his wife, Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. He emphasized the need for more action to address the harm caused by social media and suggested keeping children away from it as much as possible.
Can I just say the last people I'm going to take advice for are people from the royal family.
I'm a little over Harry, too.
I mean, just in general, though, like all the terrible things they do and have done and do to each other. Why are you telling us anything, man? Yeah. Just sit back down. Sit back down, Harry.
I saw a clip of Meghan Markle speaking on stage somewhere recently, and she said she puts, in order to spark joy in her life, she puts flower petals on her food. Like scrambled eggs, she puts flower petals on there, and I'm like,
Well, don't we all?
Well, that's what I was saying. It's like, I don't think this is giving what you think it's giving. Like, this is not relatable. Most, you know, mom, I think she has two kids. Like, most moms of two in their late 30s, which is, I think, Meghan Markle's demographic, they don't have time to be like picking off the flower petals and putting it in their scrambled eggs. Like, they're just trying to get out the door and get to work. I thought that was a funny comment.
I mean, like, if you're using phrases like, spark your life by throwing flowers on something. Stop. Just stop.
One more story for you guys. An FTC ruling is about to change Airbnb. Thanks to the Federal Trade Commission's rule that's kicking in a few weeks, people looking for Airbnbs should expect the site to look a bit different. They're going to start showing the customers the total price of stays, including the cleaning fees and service fees, when you do a search result. So now whenever you see the price, it will show all fees. You're not going to be surprised by anything later. The FTC called this bait and switch pricing in the past, and it will go into effect on May 12th.
I think everything should be that way.
I agree.
Everything you get quoted a price on, this is what it costs. And that includes, by the way, when you buy a house.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's what you're going to pay over the next 25 years. Not just what this house says on the price. Here's what you're actually going to pay over the next 20, 25 years. You agree?
Totally.
Yes.
Yes, agreement into the weekend. Have a great weekend, Dave.
You too.
All right, so you two guys both put the same thing on the rundown today, that you're done with hype. Explain.
Well, I was just agreeing with Andrew's.
Oh, okay. So Andrew, explain.
I was just agreeing with what Rachel said. What are we talking about here?
movie hype, games,
whatever, anything. I haven't watched a trailer for something in years, maybe a decade. I don't care. I'm not interested. If it's out and people like it, maybe I'll watch it because maybe I'll like it too. Or maybe I'll be interested. You know, I just don't have a taste for getting excited. I can't get excited about things that are coming. Like, you don't have that problem at all, Kev.
No, I'll say this feels like a personal attack. Because I'm always like, Andrew, did you see the trailer? Did you see the release?
Yeah,
did you
Kevin
see that this
like,
is coming
oh,
out? Did you see this?
Kevin will be like, oh man, did you see that they announced this cool like Superman movie or whatever? And I'm just like, well,
Andrew's like, in my day, we didn't care about hype.
Well, it's just like, you know, like whatever. Like if it's out and like I said, if it's out and people like it and my friend Kevin goes and sees it and says it's really awesome.
I have no whimsy.
That is one. This is one area where I am severely lacking in Lindsay. I will cop to that. I will admit that. I have lost my sense of whimsy when it comes to these kind of things.
Yeah, I put on the sheet like maybe it just means we're depressed or something.
I know. I'm not saying that this is the right way to be. I'm not like endorsing this way of life. I think those trailers and things like that exist for a reason, and it is to make people happy and excited. And life is probably better when you can see that stuff and get super excited by it. But I'm just like, I mean, if you tell me it's like, look at this super cool, you know, like even for like video games, which of course I love. You show me a video game thing that looks cool and you're like, yeah, it's out in 2026. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's April 2025. So, what am I supposed to think about this for the next year?
Is this a defense mechanism for you guys? Like,
for me, it is.
I don't want to be disappointed, so I'm just not going to get excited.
Not even so much the disappointment, just the like, I can't just sit around and think about this thing for the next year. I got stuff to do.
Nobody just thinks about the thing for a year.
I think I'm just over the different tactics they use to get you hyped. Like,
I get you.
A couple years ago, every movie trailer decided, like, you know what we'll do? We'll play like a melancholy cover of a song.
Oh, we're
going to
play a slow version of a fast song. Yeah.
But Lord is going to be singing it. Yeah. And it's like you're all doing the same trick. It just doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
It just, there's like a little bit of a lack of creativity, I guess. And then also, yeah, I'm with Andrew. Like, I'm not going to anticipate it for a super long time. I've actually gotten into the habit of trying to avoid trailers, or even if I'm watching just like a reality television show or something, I don't really like to watch scenes from next week's episode because it's like, I'll see that whenever I'm watching that episode. I don't need to.
Also, also worth mentioning, they give away the whole dang movie.
The whole dang movie. There's plenty of times I'm like, I don't need to watch the movie now.
Not the good ones.
The whole dang movie.
Not the good ones. Only the crappy
movies
do that. Because if the crappy movies have to put the good stuff in the trailer because they know the rest of it's crap. So that's the one that's going to give everything. The good movies don't do that.
Well, okay, here's a great example of what we're talking about.
That's kind of also a good judge of a trailer. If it feels like it's giving you the whole story, that means that movie's probably not very good.
I saw a image on Twitter today. And it was a promotion for the third Star Wars movie. It's the 20-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And it's like the shape of Darth Vader in the lava.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, whoa! And I'm like, we've already seen the film. We know what's going to happen. I mean, like, I guess it's a clever marketing strategy
I thought it was neat.
I mean, it's nice graphic design, but everyone
it's
was
just
flipping
neat.
Out.
Andrew's
I'm like,
I hate this, but I like that
one.
Well,
it's just neat as like a piece of art. It's not neat as like a promotion for the film. I don't care about promoting the film. It's Star Wars. It's been out for 20 years. It's a Star Wars movie. Everybody knows what it is.
But it's coming out again.
I mean, I'll go see it. Sweet as could be.